You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 41 new COVID-19 infections, marking its 11th consecutive day of double-digit growth. Officials are urging residents of Melbourne's hotspots to get tested, sending emergency text messages to those living in Keilor Downs and Broadmeadows. The state government is seeking legal advice as to whether it can force return travellers to be tested while in hotel quarantine. Deputy Chief Health Officer Annelise van Diemen says quarantine travellers have not caused community outbreaks so far.
The evidence in Victoria remains that we have not had community cases or community transmission linked to people leaving hotel quarantine, that the current program is really very successful. So whether it becomes mandatory or not, there's a really large number of questions. And we are continually working on our processes to really encourage people to uptake the testing that is offered to them in Victorian hotels.
It comes after Victorian authorities reported around 30% of overseas travellers are refusing COVID-19 tests, despite multiple offers during their two-week stay. New South Wales is taking a tougher stance as the state records 6 new cases. Returned international travellers who object to being tested on the 10th day of hotel quarantine will have their stay extended by 10 days. Liberal MP Trent Zimmerman told the ABC those who refuse testing shouldn't be allowed to come back to Australia.
Frankly, I think it's recklessly indifferent of people that are in quarantine not to agree to have a test, because we've seen the number of people that are in quarantine testing positive is obviously a lot higher than the rest of the population. And so I think it's time that if people are going to be so indifferent to their fellow citizens, that not only do we make testing compulsory in those hotel rooms, but we even actually make it mandatory before people get on a plane coming back to Australia.
But Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the matter of testing those in quarantine should be left to the state and territory governments. Mr. Frydenberg is encouraging people to get tested if they have any symptoms or concerns.
It's very important that people do put themselves forward to have these tests because ultimately, if someone gets the coronavirus, they're endangering the lives of others across the community.
Queensland is set to make a decision on whether to end border restrictions on Tuesday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is backing a Northern Territory-style border opening, which involves quarantining those from virus hotspots. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland is eyeing a faster reopening, but the growing Victorian outbreak is a concern.
We don't want a second wave, and we don't want that community transmission here. But having said that, we are going to give everything serious consideration. The Chief Health Officer will be providing government with her advice, and we'll be taking on that advice.
South Australia is bracing for a potential wave of infections as hundreds of travellers return to the state over the weekend. More than 250 passengers on a rescue flight from Mumbai via Singapore has landed at Adelaide Airport, with more due to arrive from South America, India and Indonesia. The state's health minister, Stephen Wade, says all travellers will be tested before being permitted to leave isolation. Mr. Wade says 5-10% of arrivals from other states have tested positive, meaning South Australia could see as many as 25 new cases.
We have more than 300 returning Australians arriving in Adelaide this weekend, and I just wanted to make it clear to South Australians that we should expect to see a number of new cases in South Australia in the next week or so.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.